Because it's Ladies Weekend, I chose a topic that relates most to husbands, but don't worry, ladies, you don't need to walk out if you're single. Hopefully you can take the principles that are in the message and apply them to the relationships in your lives. If you please turn with me to Ephesians 5. In Ephesians 5, Paul is writing admonitions to husbands and wives of how we need to and should be loving one another. And so in my message today, I am certainly not an expert in being the perfect husband. And as you know, as we speak, most times we're speaking to ourselves more than to anyone. I'm going to break ahead into the thought at verse 28. And Paul writes, "So husbands ought to love your own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Brethren, do you love your body? Do you like yourself? Are you okay with yourself? Or do you have doubts? Do you have questions? Do you think you can be a good husband or a good wife? Do you have questions about your ability to be a good father or provider? Do you possibly downright dislike yourself?" Brethren, these are important questions because we are told we are to love ourselves. Again, I am not saying in any way that we need to be in love with ourselves, self-absorbed, self-centered, egotistical. That is not what we need to do. But we need to have an appropriate balance, and we do need to love and like ourselves no matter how imperfect we are. Because we are imperfect, we do make mistakes. But despite that, we must remember that Jesus Christ thought enough of each and every one of us that he was willing to show his love towards us by giving his very life for us. And if Jesus Christ can have that kind of love for us, and we are told over and over in the scriptures that we are to love others as we love ourselves, not as we dislike ourselves, not as we question ourselves, but we are to love others as we love ourselves. Brethren, it is not possible to love others fully, appropriately, as God intended, if we are continually going around having negative thoughts and perceptions about ourselves. It simply will affect our love towards others. The second and great commandment is to love others as we love ourselves. Let's continue on with the thoughts that Paul is writing in verse 29. He writes, "For no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it. Husbands, wives, we need to be nourishing and cherishing other each and every day. As I look around this room, we live in a very blessed land, and no one in this room, fortunately, is starving physically. We are all nourished to one degree or another. But more importantly, how are we mentally? How are we spiritually? How are our wives? Are they nourished and fed daily with love? Do they feel cherished by you? I suspect that many of us individually may be starving mentally, we may be starving spiritually, and as a result, our spouses, our wives, our husbands, in turn, do not feel the love that they richly deserve. In closing, I'd like to go over Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 is the virtuous wife, also known as the Proverbs 31 wife. Myself included, many of us are very blessed to have Proverbs 31 wives. But at the same time, we need to be a Proverbs 31 husband. For those of us who are not married, we need to be the Proverbs 31 friend. And in Proverbs 31, Solomon writes in verse 10, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies." Notice the very first thing it says after that in verse 11. "The heart of her husband safely trusts her, men, an important gift, an absolute gift that we need to give to our wives is trust. They need to know that we trust them, that we know that what they do is right, and what they are going to do is always will be in the best interest of ourselves and our family. Without this trust, our relationship will not be as deep, it will not be as loving as it possibly can. Men, women, and others, make sure that in all our relationships that we build these relationships on trust, make sure that we trust the others, and make sure that we provide ourselves to be trustworthy. After verse 11, verses 12 and 13, 14, again, it says many of the attributes that this wife has, that she girds herself with strength. She stretches out her hands to the poor. She makes tapestry. Again, there's many, many things that she does. But notice what it says in verse 28. It says in verse 28, her children rise up again first thing in the morning and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praises her. Men, how much do we praise our wife? How much do we show our appreciation for all that they do for ourselves and for our family? It is so easy to overlook this, but again, it shows in Proverbs 31 that the children and husband of the Proverbs 31 wife, from the very first thing in the morning, and I'm sure throughout the day, make sure that they encourage her, that they praise her, and they show her appreciation. Men, let's make sure that daily we are doing this to our wives, that we are sharing our appreciation from our heart, and that our wives know how much we love and appreciate all that they do for us. Brethren, let's, in our relationships with our spouses, with one another, make sure that we build these relationships on trust, that we show encouragement and praise, and most of all, let's make sure that we appropriately have a appropriate love and respect for ourselves, and that we're not being filled with negativity, that we can show real love to one another.